Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, reported there are still 57 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 5 of them in the intensive care unit for Thursday, January 19. No details were provided on the COVID-related death other than it was assigned to Greater Sudbury. This brings the Sudbury area death toll to 62 who have died since the pandemic began in March of 2020. Since the new year, less than 3 weeks ago, this means 14 people have died. Also on Thursday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported 78 new COVID-19 cases. There are now 27 active outbreaks in the city. Across Ontario on Wednesday, there were 577 COVID patients in intensive care units. The health unit also reported there are now 965 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 8,334 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 7,369 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 66 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 8 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 4 new cases for the Manitoulin District. The Wequimcong Unceded Territory, WUT, has reported an outbreak in that area of Manitoulin Island and said the WUT administrative building will be closed for the rest of this week. Residents can contact the WUT Facebook page for further updates. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 47 new cases linked to outbreaks, 3 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 13 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 132 cases with information missing, and 117 additional cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,996 total cases, an increase of 30 cases. The next highest number was 2,026 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 27. There were also 1,882 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 6. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 1.005 cases total, an increase of 8. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 425 cases, an increase of 7. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 370,309 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,158 new tests since Tuesday's report. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 78.1% of all people in the PHSD area. 3 new outbreaks have been reported by the Sudbury Health Unit in the past 24 hours in congregate settings. There are also 3 separate outbreaks at the hospital, as well as at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. https://www.phsd.ca/health-topics-programs/diseases-infections/coronavirus/current-status-covid-19/also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 57 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital website reported. 4 of those COVID patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 20 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said 2 of the 20 patients were admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 16 past positives for COVID-19, patients who no longer have the disease. 2 of those 16 patients are in the ICU. There are active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8, and 5th floor, South Tower, as of January 14. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 5,744 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 577 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 59 new COVID-19 deaths.